Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is John Zadak, TV voice of the Cincinnati Reds, and you're up for Late Night Reds Talk.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tim Daniel, and welcome to this week's edition of Late Night Reds Talk Live, the live show and podcast part of the Belief Network, presented as always by Bet Online. Hope you all had a lovely Thanksgiving and a less hectic holiday shopping weekend. The show is live streamed on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, and the podcast will always be available next morning. If you're watching tonight on YouTube, please take 2 seconds and hit the like button, subscribe to our channel. It really helps us continue to grow. Before we get started, let's have my co-host and good friend Nick Kirby tell you about our partners, Bet Online, who has the Bengals as 2.5-point underdogs at home on Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, basketball is back, and Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, Bet Online features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, whether it's NFL, NBA, golf, PGA, World Cup, hockey, whatever it might be, Bet Online has got it for you. Head on over to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Just make sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Bet Online is where the game starts.
I think Bet Online is a big fan of when Tim Daniel makes a deposit because they know they're going to keep all that money. Yeah. Hey, man. So, really excited this week. I get to see you. We're going to be hanging out at Reds Fest this weekend. Let's talk a little bit about it, you know? Nice little transition there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Got a lot of good comments. Everyone is here for the emergency Luke Malley pod, although this was actually pre-scheduled, but it did work out well. Thank you, Cincinnati Reds, for giving us some news on the night we were going to do a show. I was really scrambling to find stuff, and then
you weren't kidding.
They just provide stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. I also want to thank everyone who reached out to us on the socials and gave me some props. I had no inside information whatsoever. Literally pulled that one out of my ass, and it worked out really well. So Luke Malley coming to the Reds, the defensive catcher, which I know a lot of people for some reason who have to be mad are complaining. But like, if he was a hitting catcher, he would not be a backup catcher. Let's just kind of go ahead and get that out of the way here. But like I said last week, when I projected the Reds would be signing him, because I'm Miss Cleo of baseball, obviously. Call me for a free reading of your next horoscope. It's a really good defensive catcher, plus 21 defensive runs saved, 71 weighted runs created plus versus left-handed pitching, 32% caught stealing, which is 5% over MLB average. I think it's an okay signing. Like I said, you know, I never thought I was going to be the sexy pick, but as far as a guy that can just go out there and give Tyler Stevenson a day off and catch some young pitchers and help them grow, sign me up, man. It's just for a year. We know what the kind of next year is going to be anyway, so why not?
Well, I mean, he's definitely a much better hitter than just about anyone the Reds ran out last
year. That's true.
Not named Tyler Stevenson. He has at least had some positive seasons the last couple years. I know the other guy that was getting some traction around was Tucker Barnhart. Luke has out-hit Tucker the last couple years by a pretty wide margin. And, you know, some of the defensive metrics, you could make a case that he's just as good, if not better. So, yeah, I mean, look, this isn't a move the needle move for the Reds. This isn't going to, you know, make the Reds a contender or anything like that, but you're going to have a quality backup catcher that isn't going to, one, embarrass you, isn't going to be a complete total liability at the plate. Great call, Tim. This, you nailed this one. Hopefully those other two we talked about can bring them home too, and really kind of have a nice little sneaky decent offense.
How does Mrs. Kirby feel about the Reds getting a Guardians catcher to come hang out? Does that warm her heart a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know if Luke was the guy that really broke her heart, you know, seeing him go. The Reds Reds and Guardians have had quite a few moves, you know, players throughout the years that have played for both teams. That's kind of interesting. I do know up in Cleveland in the postseason, a lot of Guardians fans were wanting Mally to play over Austin Hedges, who's a fantastic defensive catcher, but is a absolute train wreck at the plate. Nice pickup. Let's go.
Yeah. All
the Luke's at Reds Fest this weekend.
With that being said as well, for everyone who asks, well, who's going to go to games next year? His family is going to be going to games next year. So how about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Our good friend, Mrs. Kirby, actually said that we can have him. So they said to leave her SpongeBob. Okay. We can leave her SpongeBob. That's fair.
Reds could have had SpongeBob last year, so could every other team in baseball. That's a good segue when we get into the Rule 5 talk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, as you guys can see here, first off, we will be walking around Saturday at Reds Fest, Nick and I will. So if you see us, please come say hey. Unlike last time, maybe some people will remember me from being on the show. Unlike this summer at the ballpark, everyone was like, oh, yeah, Nick, Carlos, Clay. And I'm like,
Jeff Carr.
Yeah. Jeff Carr. Yeah. So fun group of guys coming to hang out. Oh, cool. Sydney said she'll be there. So that'll be a lot of fun. So major league guys who are hanging out. I know Votto, India, obviously are things people are like excited about. Nick Senzel, Michael Ciani. I don't have to go through the whole list if you're tuning in there, but some minor leaguers who are going to be hanging out, including Ellie De La Cruz. Nick, could Ellie De La Cruz have the biggest autograph line in Reds Fest history?
Probably. I think Ellie might have a longer line than Joey. Don't shoot me, Carlos.
Well, I think Joey's doing a private signing where like you would enter a contest to win. I don't know that for sure, but I'm sure one of our listeners can tell us.
They probably should have done that for Ellie. I'm excited taking the kids at least for a couple hours. I want my kids to get a picture with Ellie. That's my goal of the day.
Perfect.
Yeah, that would be cool. And you know, hey, if he turns out to be the superstar we think he has the possibility of doing, man, that could really age well for them and be kind of a cool, you know, memory. So yeah, really looking forward to this. It's been a long time since I've been to Reds Fest, not even just, you know, with it being canceled the last couple of years. It's just really hard to get down with it being in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I knew this year I had to be there. I'm excited. I think the people that are going to be at Reds Fest are the kind of Reds fans that I want to be associated with.
Same.
Those are the people that I want to, not the people who have to be mad that the Reds signed Luke Mally or make fun of that. These are my people. So I look forward to seeing you guys there.
Yeah, absolutely. My goal that day is to make sure I say hello to our good friend, John Sadak. I know John's going to be there, maybe sign some oddies for the people. But I got to make sure I say hey to John, and I got to ask him because I just found out that John was filling in for the Chicago Bulls at one point for a little while.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about this as a diehard, unfortunate diehard Chicago Bulls fan. So, yeah, man, I'm excited. I haven't been in a couple years myself. And like I said, it is really hard to get to because of where it is in the year, but it'll be cool. And I hope we get to see some people say hi to us, and yeah, it'll be a good time.
And credit to all these guys. I actually think they're not contractually obligated to go anymore. They used to be, if I understand right. So pretty much everyone except for TJ Friedl and Jose Barrera were there. And I'm sure it's because of, you know, some sort of commitment they can't get out of that they're not there. But, you know, credit to all these guys for showing up. And I think it'll be really good for Reds fans. And, you know, hopefully really kind of, especially with all these great minor leaguers, hopefully it really helps, you know, build some excitement. And you know, obviously people know what these guys look like in 2022 with how you can, you know, search for everyone, but kind of really to be able to get a feel for each of these guys and, you know, maybe be a little bit more connected to them when they come up. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, man. Like I said, just a good day, you know. Looking forward to getting a Tim Daniel auto this weekend. Sydney, Sydney, my friend, I can assure you my autograph, my handwriting is very terrible. My wife does not let me sign legal documents because of how bad it is. We got to do that DocuSign where you just like tap it and it signs it for you because my handwriting is pretty rough. But if I do see you and you do present something, I will be nice enough to do so. And I will not put Jeff Carr on there.
You should.
Does anyone still remember that joke? Or are we just like have we ran into the ground at this point?
Yeah, you know, who cares? It's November 28th. We're talking about baseball. We can do whatever we want.
So, Johnny Cueto. So look, this has gone a couple different ways, this conversation, right? A lot of people are like, oh, does this mean he's going to Houston to hang out with Dusty Baker? Does this mean he's coming back to Cincinnati? My question is, was he hanging out with Ryan Hannigan this weekend and was like, hey, man, long time no see. How you been? You doing okay? Because Ryan Hannigan's in the photo, too, right there behind Dusty. So
as long as it's not Todd Frazier coming back, I support anything else.
Yeah, exactly. We've kind of talked about this for a couple of years, though, right? As far as Cueto coming back here, no harm, no foul, good veteran pitcher. Had really good stretches last year for the White Sox. Wonder if Tony La Russa was still kind of upset with him for 2010, but was never mentioned. But if Johnny Cueto, if there's something comes out while we're recording or tomorrow that Johnny Cueto is coming back to Cincinnati, there's going to be very few people in this world more excited than me. You know?
That is definitely emergency podcast material.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'll actually be in Miami of Ohio tomorrow. So we'll be,
Live on the sidelines, buddy. The sidelines.
Yeah, that's right. But I would absolutely love it, man. I'd be so excited. I'd probably get a jersey. Not gonna lie to you. You know, I don't have one from his first run. So
I don't see the downside at all. I mean, the Reds need to add a veteran starter. I think just about everyone agrees that it doesn't even have to be a great veteran starter. I think Johnny Cueto is not going to repeat what he did last year, but he still fits exactly the mold. That we had been talking about. I love that Johnny Cueto like just put up this like cryptic photo. That's just awesome. Just adds to the legend of Johnny Cueto. It would be really cool if like he did this because he wants to come back to the Reds and he was like, you know, trying to poke the Nick Kroll bear. I love that. He checks every box. I see absolutely no downside to it. The Reds brought back Bronson Arroyo when he was way farther past any sort of a prime, as much as I love Bronson. I'm all for it. It would be just awesome to see Johnny Cueto retire as a Red. Let's do it.
I'm in. Sign me up. You've convinced me, Nicholas. Actually, I was already convinced, but you helped the argument.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that'd probably be like the one Twitter poll. If we were like, do you want Johnny Cueto back? It'd be like 99% yes. And yeah, then just the 1% like, whatever. Is he going to help them win the World Series next year? Like,
yeah, the 1%, those are the people that want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, exactly.
No reasoning.
Yeah. I had to, you know, we had to send Carlos and I sent our condolences and thoughts and prayers to you and yours after this news broke yesterday that Aristides Aquino signed with the Chunichi Dragons of NPB on a 1-year, $1 million bonus with a nice little $300,000 signing bonus to it as well. Dude, you and I both said it, though, a little behind the curtain skier, that he's probably going to go over there and hit like 50 home runs and like, it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, you're going to be looking up like Aristides Aquino highlights. They're going to really pop up on Twitter. Where it's going to hit like some 700 footer outside of a stadium that goes through some dome in Japan. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Are you going to get a Dragons hat or jersey, though?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be watching their games at 4 a.m. Nah, I mean, I think this is great for Aquino. I think he has a, you know, obviously he's making more money than he would have made if he stayed. So good for him making some coin. He deserves it for that 2019. If for anything else, like he had one great season, got nothing for it. So, good for him. I think he'll do really well over there. I was looking it up. I think like the average pitch velocity is like 92 to 93. So I mean, they're still going to throw a lot of curveballs and stuff, which he struggled with, but I would assume it's going to be a lot easier for him to adjust to some of these breaking pitches if he's not having to protect himself from a 99 mile an hour fastball. You know what I mean? And there are very, very few power hitters over there. So he is going to be like a unicorn over there with his arm and with his power. So yeah, I could see him having a lot of success and who knows, you know, maybe he has a lot of success and he tries to make a run and comes back. Maybe he just becomes a legend in Japan and, you know, good for him. But yeah, no, I'm happy for him. It would have been really heartbreaking if he went to like somewhere like Colorado and figured it out. That would have been more heartbreaking for me.
Agreed.
I'm good with this. I think this is good for him and, we wish him the best.
Dude, it's like Mr. Baseball. Did you ever see that movie with Tom Selleck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it reminds me of. But
Mr. Aquino.
I'm excited for him, man. I can't wait to see these random ass highlights where he just hits bombs and just like it's the 2023 version of Vladimir Ballantyne. Yeah. So.
That was the first thing that popped in my head. That's the mold. That's what he's going to fit in. And I think he's got better upside because I think he's got better, like he's a much better defensive player. So, good on that.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's kind of take a look real quick at some of the stuff going on around baseball, shall we? So I know two of these we're going to talk about. Three of these we're specifically going to talk about because they're within the division. But curious to kind of get some thoughts on a few of these. So Jose Abreu adding to the defending World Series champion Houston Astros at 3 years, $60 million. Probably just cannot wait to get out of the White Sox organization.
Surprised he signed that early. You know, you read the market and said, hey, that's probably the best we're going to get. We're not going to wait around for a deal that may not be there when teams make other signings. So, yeah, a little surprised he signed early, but I mean, that is a good deal for him. He is pretty old for being a free agent for the first time, I believe. So, yeah.
He's got an MVP, you know, to his resume.
Decent player. So,
yeah, I always picked him up in MLB The Show because he'd always be available in the free agency. So I was like him and Joey would platoon for me. That was a lot of fun. Clevinger going to the White Sox on a 1 year deal. Aaron Judge met with the Giants in San Francisco, I think for multiple days was the report, if I remember correctly.
I hope that's all just posturing. I mean, I would love for him to sign in San Francisco. I don't think it's going to happen, but I totally see that. I think that's totally just him posturing saying, all right, Yankees, I'm going to get TMZ to accidentally catch me as I'm walking into my hotel. That just felt so, so staged. But yeah, no, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah.
Make the Yankees pay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the Brewers looks like they're starting to do a little rebuilding ski of themselves. Trading Hunter Renfroe to to the Angels. And then the Dodgers looking like they might be trying to get a little Willy Adames action also in LA. Do you think it could be possible for them with how, you know, disappointing he's been for a couple of years for them to move Christian Yelich at this point?
I mean, they're going to be eating most of that money or trading a really good prospect back. So I don't, that does, the trading the prospect doesn't seem like it fits the mold. I mean, I think they're probably, it's hard to see a player like that get moved. Doesn't mean it's impossible, but you have to really find a team that fits the right mold. And most of these big spenders are pretty well maxed out or close to it. I don't see a big spender out there that has a bunch of money to blow. So I don't know. I have a hard time seeing him get moved. I'm sure they would love for him to get moved.
You know who would absolutely love Christian Yelich? Hear me out. Hear me out here. Who would just like absolutely adore having him? The Miami Marlins. I think like what a perfect fit, you know. Just that was
took me a second to see where you're going with that. Yeah, they man, the Brewers, they should have just quit while they're ahead. They got him on a great deal. That worked out well. They should have never extended him. And that's what I've talked about before. Everyone loves contract extensions when they happen. Everyone loves it. But no one loves Christian Yelich's contract now. They all loved it when he did it. What a great deal for the Brewers. Now it's, you know, holding them back. So,
correction, they love it when it's not Joey Votto.
Yeah.
When Joey Votto signs his contract extension, it's, well, he's going to strap the franchise and they're never going to be successful ever again.
Yeah. I think Votto's contract would be viewed a lot different if it was signed like tomorrow. Yeah, I think a lot of it was the time and some other
reasons. So Reds in 4 asks, who's more likely to get moved, Woodruff, Peralta, or Burns?
Go ahead.
I would say Peralta would be the one they'd probably want to move the most. But Burns will probably give the most back, right? That's probably the one that they get the most return.
Burns would, no question, get the most back. I would say Brandon Woodruff would be the most likely, in my opinion. Woodruff has 2 years left of arbitration, so he's starting to get really expensive. Burns is a year ahead of him, so not as expensive yet. Freddie Peralta signed a super, super team-friendly deal back in the day. My man is only making $3.7 million next year, and then in 2025 and 2026, he has two years each year, $8 million club options. So, yeah, I mean, if they're moving him, they're getting a hell of a return back prospect-wise. So I would say Woodruff would make the most sense out of that. I think Adames would fit their mold, too. I think he's got 2 years left before he hits free agency. So I could see Woodruff and Adames being moved. That kind of fits their mold, and then they'll try to piece together a competitive team around it. Burns, I mean, man, your team's just gonna have to blow their farm system.
Yeah, mortgage their farm system, and
yeah, maybe not Juan Soto level, but not too far below it. I mean, he's an elite pitcher, so
yeah, he's tremendous. Do you want to talk about Carlos Santana? Because I know it's come up a lot.
I love Carlos Santana. I love this signing by the Pirates. I like what I got one right. I didn't even look at this Reds in 4. I would just look at the salaries. I mean, it's pretty easy to read the money. I love the signing. I like that the G-Man Choi signing. I think they have a sneaky good lineup. I mean, you look 1 through 9, they have better lineup than the Reds right now. I hate to say it. They have a really pretty solid bullpen, at least with, you know, Bedard, and they have a couple other guys. I think Will Crow's pretty good. Just their starting pitching, man. Mitch Keller's your number 2.
Hold on. Bob Steeve is pitching for the Pirates?
I think he was on the team all year last year, wasn't he?
Really? How did I not remember this?
I don't think he watched as many games as I did late in the season.
Doesn't seem like it.
You dodged a bullet. He might have started the year in Colorado. Yeah, he did start the year in Colorado, and then I think he got DFA'd, and then he ended up in Pittsburgh.
Bob Steeve, Pittsburgh Pirate. I'll be damned.
Top setup, man, Bob Steeve.
Yeah, how about that? I always thought I have a signed baseball of his in this weird array of random-ass guys behind me. So, how about that? But that's a good signing for them. You know, I know a lot of people are like that are the one percenters that we've talked about that's been the theme of this episode are super pissed that the Pirates got him. But, you know, he's 19 home runs, but he's also like a .296 on base percentage guy and hasn't really had a great year since 2019. It was pretty decent 20. I shouldn't say that, but, you know,
he had really, really good expected stats last year. StatCast said he was crazy unlucky. He's a guy too that the shift has hurt him a lot in his career. So I could see, you know, maybe that. I mean, I know he still strikes out quite a bit, but yeah, I mean, he had a 352 expected weighted on base average. He actually still had a 102 weighted runs created plus. So he was a slightly above average hitter, but yeah, on a 1 year deal. Yeah, I love that signing for the Pirates. They probably had to pay a little bit more than anyone else would have. But yeah, man, look at that lineup. Hey, that lineup's got some potential. I think it could be a dangerous lineup. Especially if, you know, like a guy like O'Neill Cruz and Cabrian Hayes takes that next step. Yeah, you're a pretty dangerous lineup. So good for them. They're still going to have to really, really, really get on the pitching. I did just see that they're in on Kyle Gibson, a guy we had talked about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's the kind of signing that would really make a lot of sense for them and the Reds, you know. So
yeah, for sure.
Probably them more than the Reds because they don't have, you know, they don't have the Green Ashcraft and Lidol like a three-headed monster. Contreras is really good at the top of the rotation. I know they have some prospects that are getting kind of close, but they need some pitching. They need some starting pitching. They need a Kyle Gibson for sure.
Mitch Keller, second in the rotation. How about that?
He's a guy that every year I keep hearing he's going to be great. Like, this is the year he's going to break out. And sure enough, he's got a 5.5 ERA or whatever it is. Like, I don't know.
He's there, Nick Senzel. This is it, guys. Come on.
That is a great comp. He is the pitching Nick Senzel. That you nailed that 100%.
Yeah, but it's normally me that's like, come on, guys. This is going to happen. And then I look like a fool.
I don't see it. There's some smart people that believe it though, so I'm not going to discount it. I guess he did end up with a 3.91 ERA at the end of the year last year. He must have had a hell of a second half because it was not it was not pretty when I was writing some of these game previews at one point during the year. So yeah, good for him. Maybe he is a legit number two. I don't know.
I'm just more blown away that Bob Steve pitches for the Pirates and I didn't catch on to this.
Oh, man, I got to find out how many games he pitched against the Reds last year.
I must have been very delusional at the end of the year and like just kind of like getting ready for basketball season or something because
you must have. Let's see. Give me a second here. Riveting content. Bob Steve pitched 11 games against. No. He pitched three games
against the Reds.
Three games against the Reds last year. So I guess it wasn't that many. But
how about that? Bob Steve is like kind of like the era of that like Reds drafting era that no one ever wants to remember. Like the next year was Nick Travieso, who like just disappeared off the face of the earth. Was that Jesse Winker's draft too? Wasn't he a comp pick that year?
Yeah, that's really going down the.
Yeah, that's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get way too off this, and we're here way too long tonight. So we talked about the CMLB offseason calendar. Something we've been showing regularly. So next week we finally have the MLB draft lottery where the Reds had the fourth best odds, and holy crap, could this be the thing that goes the Reds way? Could this be the moment that we've all been waiting for? I mean, you know, worked out for the Bengals. They got Joe Burrow and that, you know, the first pick. That was cool. So can they share some of that luck for the Reds? I think we'd all like it. Yeah, like I said, Reds Fest this weekend. Very excited. And then winter meetings, the draft lottery, the Rule 5 on the 7th next week. So, Nick, you had mentioned you had a Rule 5 target in mind potentially for the Reds.
Yeah, I mean, this is no surprise to anyone. I think this was probably the first name a lot of people, when they saw some of the guys were non-tendered, they looked at. But, yeah, I mean, I was just looking at him, Jake Mangum. He's an elite defensive center fielder, so... Worst case scenario, you bring him in, you stick him in center field, and he's going to help your young pitchers. I would love that. He's got some upside. He hasn't had a lot of power, but did. I mean, last year did have a 121 weighted runs created plus at AAA. So, man, you give me that with that power. He's got some speed as well, switch hitter. I was reading an article on The Athletic that said, hey, you know, he might be a guy that could develop into a 10-15 home run guy. You know, you put him in Great American, you know, maybe you can stretch that out even a little further. So yeah, this is just seems like, I don't even know if he'll be there at pick number 4 for the Reds. I've seen every team's article that mentions Rule 5 has talked about him, you know, as a guy that they would like on their team. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely the kind of guy that you look at that could actually stick for a full season, which is the biggest challenge with a lot of these players is, can they actually stick on your roster all year? I mean, a defensive center fielder, yeah, I mean, even if he doesn't hit, you can probably find a place for him on your roster and, you know, at least have another quality outfielder. And the Reds are, they need a quality outfielder. So
it's not the truth.
Yeah. So, yeah, I liked him a lot. So we'll see.
Sounds like Jesse Winker might be available. I don't know.
He's not an outfielder. He's a DH.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. Sally B. All right. Well, as we continue to roll through the offseason, here's our upcoming schedule you guys can check out. So we will be back into our regular Wednesday for a week, next week on the 7th. And then the 2 weeks before Christmas, we'll be on Thursdays at 9. Maybe you guys can get our cool Christmas wishes on the 22nd of what we want the Reds to do for Christmas. And it's going to be a lot of fun there. So please keep an eye out for that. And keep an eye on here. We really appreciate everyone been hanging out with us as we've had to rotate the schedule to the last few weeks. Definitely really have had a lot of fun with this, though. And then, yeah, I think with that being said, I got to make my usual plea. Take a couple seconds. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you haven't already. Go to your favorite podcast platform of choice. Give us that nice, solid 5-star review. Go to Bet Online. Use the promo code BELIEVE. Get that 50% welcome bonus and have better luck than me. I guarantee it. And of course, latenightreds.merchmake.com. I just got my 48 minutes merch make stuff in, man. It looks great. So I can't wait to order our stuff now. I'm really pumped about it. Really, really, really excited for that too. So please support the brand. We really appreciate it. We love doing this for you guys. And like we said a few times in the episode, if you see us on Saturday, stop us, say hey. We love to talk with you guys. And I'm not Jeff Carr. So everyone, enjoy your weekend. We'll see you at Reds Fest.
For listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.